Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
And a good morning to everyone out there. Hello, hello, hello. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions Family Fan Hotline. Hit us there. Presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Doran Dickerson, Adam Crowley, they're here. I'm Colin Dunlap. We move it along today. Did we get a winner for that for the air thing at the waterfront on April 4th, Crowley, by the
sure
way?
Sure did.
It was a long enough read. I felt like Pompeiani in those preseason games yeah. when they hand him those cards and he's doing the games with whomever, with Charlie or with Edmund Nelson. Pompeiani will be doing those big CSI Nashville. Goes to Nashville with a country music and a dream and wants to end up being Merle Haggard. He ends up just Haggard. See you tonight on CSI Nashville. That's following CSI Chicago. It's windy in the Windy City. It's like 9 minutes, those reads that he does. You ever notice those in the preseason games?
And if you asked him 5 seconds later, hey, what did you just read, he'd have no idea.
No idea. We were going to talk Steelers to start. I wanted to derail this for a minute, though. Let's talk. Are you satisfied, Adam? Doran, do you remember this big, long discussion a couple weeks ago where he was the outlier, but he made a really good point. I just didn't agree with it, about the NCAA tournament is not an adequate or is not an accurate barometer to get the best team. You remember that? Did you enjoy that discussion?
I did. I thought it was very good.
I thought it was really good, too, particularly because it made the text line light up with people on both sides. It was probably 60-40 tilted toward Adam was wrong, but there were a lot of people that thought he was right. So now that we've arrived at a place where we are less than a week away, Saturday at 6:09 p.m., the ball will tip. It'll be Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, and then Miami and UConn thereafter. So that is the Final Four. Now that those are the four teams, a 9 seed, a 5 seed, a 5 seed, and a 4 seed, and that's who fought through the bracket. Do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Do you feel about the same that the tournament doesn't yield the best team? Because those are the four that are left. Now that you can sift that through and cycle it back through, where do you stand now? I'm intrigued by this, Adam.
I feel exactly the same, that it's a series of one game, right? I mean, that's what you do. And it doesn't always yield the best four teams, the best team at the end of the day. That being said, I'm still okay with it because it's incredibly friggin' entertaining. But there seem to be people that are now on my side of this that weren't before, and I do find that funny.
So do I. Continue with that, because there are big names that I noticed in the past, I don't know, 24 hours or so. Well, obviously, because now the Final Four has happened. In the past 12 hours that now have come down on your side that had jumped on your moving train, so to speak.
Yeah, Seth Davis was one. There are a couple of others as well. This isn't the best way to determine a champion, as if anything has really changed apart from NIL and things of that nature. And I guess that is obviously a big change, but the tournament proper is still exactly the same. And just because we have four non-blue bloods, or at least three non-blue bloods in the Final Four, oh boy, gotta revamp everything. This isn't the best way to determine a champion because it's a one-off year. I find that ridiculous because it comes born from a place of, I think, a lack of understanding that it's never been the greatest way to determine the best team. But now all of a sudden there's a big problem.
I just feel that, you know, some of these teams may be frauds, you know, and you're not the best team. Maybe you're ranked the best. Maybe throughout the season, you know, you win your conference and then you have a high seed. But whenever it comes down to it, a game is a game. If you are that good, you should be able to win that game, whether it's against Fairleigh Dickinson, whether it's against Kansas. If you are if you are a one seed and you're supposed to be one of the best teams in college basketball, you should be able to win every single game. So to me, I still think that this is a good method to find out who actually is the best team right now.
Like, this is a great argument. It really is. And by the way, I got a text from one of my friends here. And you could text my cell phone if you have it, but I'd rather you text 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And he texts, the format can definitely not yield the best team. But if Connecticut wins this, the best team did end up winning. What the hell do you mean by that? It's more muddy stuff. I'll say this, and this is where I come down, because this is a great debate to have, right? And a great argument to have. And thank you, Doug, for that text. I appreciate it. I have enjoyed every single NCAA March Madness tournament in my lifetime before this one. I have thoroughly enjoyed every NCAA tournament. I have thoroughly enjoyed this one, the 2023 one. And I will thoroughly enjoy, if it stays this format, every NCAA March Madness tournament until I die. That, for me, it's not necessarily yielding the best team. The setup and arrangement of this is perfect, and that's far more important than this argument.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Totally with you. Totally with you. Because while I don't think it yields the best team, it's the best thing in sports.
Well, back to that, though. If you, and I think this is where I side with Doran. Part of being the best team is winning a game in a tournament situation when you know you got to win or you go home. Like, people will say, well, hey, if Purdue played Florida Atlantic 100 times, Purdue would win 90. That's great. They didn't win the one time they needed
to. They needed to, right.
That's part of being the best team. Part of being the best coach is, all right, coach, you're a great coach. You ran a lot of regular season games and ran it off. You didn't beat Fairleigh Dickinson the night you needed to. Are you really the best? So then the NFL, by virtue of that, you could say, and this is back to that argument we just had 2 weeks ago, does the NFL not find its best team?
I don't look at the NFL or football as a small sample size sport, or excuse me, a big sample size sport, whereas I do think basketball is. You're going to shoot, if you're a good shooting team, like 38% from three over the course of the season. But you're going to have games where it just ain't going in for you. You're going to shoot 12%. It's going to be ridiculous. And are you even doing anything different? You get a screen, you fire your shot off from the corner, this one rims out.
But isn't part of being the best team playing in the biggest games your best?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you're built for.
That's the design. Why isn't the NBA a single elimination tournament? Why isn't Major League Baseball a single elimination tournament?
Because the playing field is the same. If that makes sense. Like, you're playing against other NBA teams.
Right.
You're playing against other NBA talent.
Because there's not 190-some
okay,
whatever.
But right. Then I think that speaks into my point where now you're trying to even the playing field for the little guy instead of making it better for the teams that had to earn it more.
I think that I think it's more in favor for the teams that had to earn it more, the big-time teams, because you're playing against a little guy that you should beat.
There's like 352 basketball schools or something like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, how many NBA teams are there?
30, whatever.
Right. So you just can't do it. And Doran brings up a good point, to which I understand your counter. A team that's the last team or middle of the road team in the NEC is a lot different than the top team in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, well, no, they're not. They're playing for the same title. So by virtue of just having a one-game elimination, you're trying to level the playing field for Wagner. I always use Wagner. Wagner's become, my McGuffey.
Yep.
So anyway, that being said, I get your point, but that's apples and oranges to the NBA. It really is.
Maybe. I just think it's all construct. This is the way that we've determined that we're going to crown a national champion in college basketball, so we've all accepted it. And I want to state again for the record, because I keep getting killed on Twitter and via text, I love the NCAA tournament. Keep it exactly the way that it is. But I just don't think the best.
So you think that the definition, it's the best way to determine a champion, but the champion is not necessarily defined as the best team.
Right. Now, did they earn it? Were they the best team at the parameters that we've set? Undoubtedly. No question about that. Can't argue that. But I do think that if you were looking for the true champion, you would have series instead of just a single elimination bracket. But I'm here for this.
So was the Patriots in 2007, were they the best team in the NFL even though they lost to the Giants?
For my money, they were, yeah. I think that's the best football team I've ever seen, the 2007 New England Patriots. I know we're not going to agree on this, but I think, again, you play that game 10 times, they're winning 9.
I think you're bonkers,
but that's
though.
Not the construct.
I think, you know, a tournament situation is a good construct to find out the best team. You find out who... Part of being the best team is pressure.
Yes.
And winning under pressure. In a bracket situation, I think, shows more pressure you get a free pass in a series.
Mm-hmm.
You get free passes. You get to not have your best night. What is wrong with asking teams to have their best night on the biggest stages?
There's nothing wrong with it.
If they're the best team.
If they're the best team. If you're the best team, you got 40 minutes to show it.
Yeah.
And if you win, you got 40 more.
You played an entire season that shows you're a great team.
And I'll tell you what it gets you. A better seed and a chance to play a worse team.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's the payoff. But don't act like there's not a payoff to winning all those regular season games, Adam.
There certainly is a payoff. I just think basketball, baseball, hockey, there is so much luck involved in these sports. It is all about percentages over time. Like Andrew McCutchen, people want to cite Andrew McCutchen, his playoff performances. He didn't show up in the biggest moments. He played like 6 games. You have any idea how many times he's going to hit 222 in 6 games in his career? And you got to make it, this guy sucked in the postseason.
So you then agree with DeCourcy that Matt Painter's one of the great coaches in college basketball?
To an extent, but there is a very real way that we do measure the champion. And so you do have to put up, like, if you're going to year after year after year win the Big Ten, at some point I'd like to see you go to a friggin' Final Four. Like, that's
or not get beat by a 13 seed and a 15
seed. You
have
the easiest path to get there, and you can't get there.
Right. I mean, that's how we measure it now. And so if that's how we measure it now, well, you sure as heck, if you're going to put your hat, in your number, your name in the hat that many times, which they have, it sure as hell better get pulled a couple of times.
Okay, quickly, 30 seconds. What's going on at the NFL owners' meetings? Crowley, you get a 4-pronged attack. Go.
Mike Tomlin says he's comfortable with his tackles.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlin says they brought Matt Canada back because of the continuity between he and the quarterback.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Continue.
Mm-hmm. He also said that Mitch Trubisky should be returning.
Oh, okay.
And is there one more?
Zach Gentry's back?
Oh, good on him.
There he is. I could continue to bet my Zach Gentry anytime touchdown at plus 480 and hope that it comes home. There we go.
Shovel passes all day.
All day. It's glorified tackle,
yep.
Zach Gentry. All right, there it is. There's your Steeler recap. Good stuff as we rip through the morning. That was good.
Yes.
That was a good first segment. I like it. I like that he doesn't budge.
He's not budging.
He is not budging.
He's actually feeling even better now.
No.
That people are on his side.
Whitlock.
Yeah,
Whitlock. He's got Whitlock.
He didn't want to name him, too.
He's
like, there's other people.
He did. He stayed away from it. He goes, who did he say? Seth Davis and other people. You didn't want to name Whitlock, did you?
Sometimes you look around, you don't love your allies.
I know. Clay Travis, Whitlock. Yeah!
Bayless.
Yeah! Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Get money coming up, then the 5. And, man, Adam's daughter decided she wanted to play soccer, and there was a traumatic event right in the beginning of her soccer game. Wait till you hear this hour. Whew, my gosh. And maybe you're looking for a job, right? I got something for you here. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, a leader in all things plumbing and HVAC, seeking great new team members to keep up with the rapid growth. 3 Western Pennsylvania locations to choose from right now. Armstrong Comfort Solutions invests in the latest and greatest vehicles, tools, and people, too. So Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing looking for service plumbers and HVAC service techs right now. You call today, 1-833-789-9100, or apply online, armstrongcomfort.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's kind of text I just shake my head at. FAU, FDU, FU. Give me Duke, Kentucky, not West Virginia Wesleyan versus some scrub school. That's what somebody writes here. Is this going to ruin people's Saturdays? Really?
It's going to be high stakes, everything on the line basketball for programs that have never been there before, apart from UConn.
I'll say this.
That's awesome.
I watched a lot of college basketball this year. No one, there's not a team that sets screens and is more physical than San Diego State.
Oh, man.
Whoever their conditioning coaches should get a raise, a tenfold raise. They set the most devastating screens and on the ball, and they go to the basket to rebound harder than any team in America.
They also look like they're 30 years old, too.
They are.
Right. I mean, they look old.
And what's that guy's name? Doster or whatever. How do you not root for that guy?
Yeah.
He was on Steve Fisher's staff. He coached at Michigan. I'm trying to find the bad story. And then you got FAU. What's the bad story? So you want to see Calipari instead?
Yeah, we just got it last year. I mean, we got the most blue-bloody Final Four ever, really, last year.
What's wrong with Jim Larrañaga? How's that a bad story?
Right. How about this? What if it were Miami and FAU?
In the final.
In the final.
Hey, we got to get Lee Sterling on this week.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he's going to the Final Four. He has to go. Anyway, I need to tell you about something a little later on this week before we get to get money. This is gigantic, and it's Wednesday. It's Feed the Need, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, along with us. We do this every year, March 29th. That's Wednesday, Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Going to be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. You could start now, though. Go ahead and do that, right? Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Urbanowitz Jewelers, Isley's and Bino's Deli Condiments, Cinemark, Diner G, Santel Landscaping, and Tri-State Office. Plus, $1 from all purchases of Iron City and Pittsburgh Brewing will go to the efforts at Hampton Beer Outlet. So you can get there between now and Wednesday. And you can buy a T-shirt, too, Feeding All Yins T-shirts. Steel City Clothing Company with proceeds going to Feed the Need campaign. All those details on everything at our website right now, 937thefan.com. Gigantic day Wednesday for Feed the Need. We're going to have a lot of great guests. We're going to be raising a lot of great money. All money's great, but you can text NEED right now. Starts now if you want. 50155. Let's get to Get Money.
Get Money. Get Money. Get Money.
Get Money. Get Money. Get Money. Get Money. Doran, what do you have? By the way, you better have played that NASCAR play that my son gave you, because AJ Allmendinger won that Xfinity race.
Yeah, I messed up. I was a little too late.
He carried my whole weekend.
Dang. Dang. You did text me that.
I know. On Saturday.
That's on me. That's on me. But you know what? I have a bet for you guys. Obviously, you guys know that I love my over NBA parlay bets. Tonight, Milwaukee Bucks at the Detroit Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, over points, 29.5. Take the over. Parlayed with James Wiseman, who's the center for the Detroit Pistons. His over and under for points is 13.5. So Giannis over 29.5 paired with James Wiseman over 13.5 plus 252 odds. That is definitely going to hit Get Money.
Do you know James Wiseman has two brothers? Did you know that?
They're the three Wiseman.
There we are.
Yeah. You try to get there. Yeah.
Wait, does Aaron Rodgers still date the young lady who is going to – is the heir to the Bucks throne?
Yes, I think so.
Imagine if in retirement he ends up taking a big ownership stake in the Milwaukee Bucks, and, like, that's what Aaron Rodgers is.
Oh, that's –
I mean, that could happen, right?
That's trending, for sure.
F that guy.
F that guy's right. Who's your bet? What do you got?
I'm going futures bet here for the NCAA tournament champion. Every year, apart from one the last 28 years, the team that wins the NCAA tournament is in the top 20 defense and offense in KenPom. Well, there's only one team right now that is there. That's UConn. They're minus 125 to win the whole thing. I think they probably will win it. But that's not good bang for your buck. Best bang for your buck for me, Florida Atlantic. They're plus 650 to win the whole thing. They are 24th and 29th in adjusted offense and defense. So they're right around those numbers, plus 650. Take a flyer, a little sprinkle, Florida Atlantic, plus 650 to win it all.
Would you briefly tell me what adjusted offense is?
It's offense.
Ooh. Is that just me? I mean, is it's points per game plus possessions or something like that?
Right. So it takes into account, well, basically what you just said, however many possessions you have, points per possession, because not all teams want to move the ball up the court as quick as the other.
Princeton, yes.
Right.
Princeton does a great job running the Princeton offense, I noticed, during this tournament.
It's wild.
Novel. Anyway, here's my bet for you. It's a simple one, and it's the first game of the Final Four. It's just 1.5 points. It's San Diego State. They're going to put it on Florida Atlantic. I think that San Diego State is going to beat them up. They're going to play Detroit Pistons-type ball. It's going to look like Bill Laimbeer and those guys and the Bad Boys and Mahorn, and they're going to muck up this game some, and they'll end up pulling away. They'll win by 8 or so. Give me San Diego State in that first Final Four game. There it is. Time right now is 6:29. A very good morning to you. Brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. The Five coming up next, and then it's 6:48 or so today. Something happened to Crowley this weekend. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. I apologize for laughing. You're going to feel the exact same way. He's going to tell this story a little bit, and you're gonna say, I can't laugh, but I want to, but I can't because it's a very serious situation. Wait till you hear that. Also, get to Dunkin' right now. Now's the time. Dunkin' Rewards members, we got some great news for you. Every day, all month long, members get a $2 medium cold brew when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Maybe use that $2 cold brew as a little extra motivation to get through that to-do list, especially on a day like today, Monday. Not a Dunkin' Rewards member? Join now on the Dunkin' app, then start saving and stacking your points to use for a free Dunkin'. Limit one per member per day. Additional charges and terms may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Pittsburgh. It runs on Dunkin'. All right. A very good morning to everyone out there. The Final Four is set. We got some Steelers news. Is one guy, you know, man, are there cynics in the world? And some of the biggest cynics you'll ever meet walk right in this door. I mean, right here. They even host shows at 93.7 The Fan. I think I ran into, I've known this guy, what am I, 46 years old? I almost said 30-something. I know, right? Man, I've known this guy over 20 years, more than that. Jeez. And I'm just starting to fully understand the height of his cynicism, I think. And it really hit me over the weekend. I'll tell you who that is coming up at 7 o'clock today. But the five, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Question number 5. Better Final Four. Last year with North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, and Villanova, or this year, FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn?
I'm going to say this year. I love the underdog stories. I love the underdog teams. And just like the conversation we had at the beginning of the show, these teams won whenever it actually mattered. It did show that they could play some good basketball, and now they're going to attract some recruits. They're going to create a foundation for their program just by making the Final Four. Good on them, making some money for the university. I love the way that it is right now. I love these teams being there and having a chance to compete.
Now, how in the hell am I supposed to answer that before the Final Four is played this year?
Radio.
There we are. The NIL and the transfer portal and everything else changes things, but I like them all equal. I'm not going to pick. I'm not going to rank them. I like if they were 4 number one seeds, there's a pronounced excitement. If they were 4 number 13 seeds, there's a pronounced excitement. I don't see one any different than the other. You fought your way through the tournament, and you're in the Final Four, and give it to me Saturday.
I like that. That's a pretty good take. I mean, I'm going to watch 100% of this the way I would have watched and did watch 100% of it last year. I'm okay with the new blood, though. Like Doran said, San Diego State going to beat the hell out of FAU. FAU going to beat the hell out of them for one of those two schools? Those two schools to play for the national championship? Yeah, I can dig it. So I'll give a slight edge, though, to this year. Roughing the passer replay. Reportedly not going to get enough votes to pass. Good or bad? Do we need replay for roughing the passer?
Yes, because of what happened last year. I mean, some of those calls were atrocious. Some of that Tom Brady one sticks out to me the most. I think that you don't want to slow the game down. I get that. That's the reason why they're not going to do it. But you need to have some type of construct there where you don't overcall something.
Nope. They don't need it. Goodell just needs to call me. I've had to fix for years. 5-yard rough in the passer and a 15-yard rough in the passer. Running into the passer, if you would, and a roughing the passer. Two different calls, just like a kicker or punter, and bang, you're on to something. One comes with a first down, an automatic first down, the 15-yard does. The 5-yard one comes with, you measure it off, and if it's makes a first down, you make a first down. There you are. It's the simplest fix in football to this problem.
Yeah, I've seen enough in the NCAA tournament where replay doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get everything right. I mean, that's just the reality. It's a hard thing to do. So I don't want more replay in the NFL. I'd rather it go the other way, so I'm happy they're not going to get the votes.
There you go.
Out of left field a little bit here, but if Mason Rudolph remains unsigned, you bring him back?
For what?
Right.
He's my three. I can let him compete with Mitch. If he wins the job, maybe someone will trade for Mitch. I wouldn't mind bringing him back.
Nah, I think it's time to cut ties.
Yeah, maybe for Derry area, but not for the Pittsburgh Steelers. No. Hasn't he had his opportunity?
Yeah, I don't know that he's demonstrably worse than Mitch Trubisky. I mean, if he comes back, no one wants him right now. I'd see if I could get something for Mitch. Give it a try.
You have to change the offense with him.
Why?
Because he's not the same type of quarterback that Kenny and Mitch are.
You know, Dorn has really warmed me up to this since he started on the show more than anybody has. I've heard this in the past and whatever. But the one of the big football tenets that Dorn has warmed me up to is whenever a quarterback, a starting quarterback, gets hurt, you have to have a backup where you just plug and play and you don't disrupt things as little as possible. You know, so you want to have especially in this day in football, you want to have that same typecast guy. You just want to have that starting quarterback light as your backup quarterback. And he has like hammered it home to me and showed me different examples all throughout the NFL and how much of a impediment is if the second guy is not like the first guy. How you have to rework everything and essentially you just turn around and then you end up having to hand off or you can't do the same stuff. And I never understood how big of a deal it was till he really started explaining it to me. So that's why I'm in full agreement with him.
I guess where I disagree is I don't think he's that much different. I mean, I've seen Mason Rudolph scramble for 25 yards before. I've seen him be mobile. Is he a mobile quarterback? No, less so than the other two, no doubt. I don't think it's that demonstrably different. I'd rather his cap hit. That's all.
Okay.
How many Bucks games are you going to go to this year?
I'm going to go to more than I usually do. Obviously, now that I'm on the Fan Morning Show, it's a part of our job. I'm going to follow them a lot closer, but I think we're going to make some arrangements maybe to go to the home opener here about a week or so. So, I'm going to go to a lot more than I usually do, probably about five.
I'll probably go between 7 and 10, probably. I do like the earlier start, the 6 o'clock hour to the 7 o'clock hour. I love the Saturday night games. That's good. And my daughter loves to go. So we'll do that. Sometimes the whole family will go. But yeah, probably anywhere between 7 and 10.
I will go to exactly 4.
Do you know the opponents?
I don't. But I'll go to opening day, and then we'll probably go to 3 Sunday games. This is assuming my daughter likes the first game we go to. She's never been to a game. That's a big key.
Yeah, there it is.
Tristan Jarry healthy enough to be the Penguins' backup goalie the other night, therefore healthy enough to be active for the Penguins. You go with Casey DeSmith now?
Yes.
Anyway?
Yes. He's better right now.
Yep.
Better right now? It's exactly what Colin said. I mean, you saw the other night. Obviously, he did give up the goals in the third period, but, I mean, he was lights out in the first the first two periods. So I go with the hot hand and let Tristan Jarry be the backup.
Didn't Casey DeSmith make a save the other night that you haven't seen Tristan Jarry make all year?
Yep.
So good.
I mean, really?
He's gonna give you a professional appearance. So I'm playing him. Even if he flames out one of these games, I'd have a discussion, but I'm not automatically going back to Jarry.
There it is.
That's the 5.
That is the 5. Good stuff from you. The
very
5.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, nice, concise, put together, good questions. Cynics abound, and we talk about one at the top of the hour. And a story you're going to want to bite your tongue. You're not going to want to laugh. You're going to say, I can't laugh, I can't laugh, I can't laugh, and then look away and laugh. Maybe. That's coming up next, and the Twitter poll. Good morning to you. 640 here, Fan Morning Show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question before we get to the Twitter poll, just real fast. Is anybody else struck by this? So I was following the saga of Pony, and man, I feel bad for Andrew. He took the week off. He was going to go to France, and then there's a big strike, and there's garbage in the streets and wherever, and Pony said he was canceling his trip. So I'm following this saga, as I'm sure. Were you guys following this at all on the air last week, just a little bit? And then he tweeted out something like over the weekend. Yeah, it looks like it's officially off. All this money down the drain. If you were going to France, why wouldn't you get traveler's insurance?
Oh, man.
Did that hit anybody else, or am I the only one that hit?
Especially during the times of right now, obviously with COVID, and you probably did your homework of what's going on over there. I don't see why you would not get that.
And also, it was kind of a hastily planned trip. He went and not hastily in a bad way, just he had to do it quickly. I can't be the only person that said, well, and it's not like
How much is travel? Like, it's not that much.
It's not half of your trip. It's a nominal fee.
Yeah, you got to get travel insurance. I would forget, but my wife would make sure that we got it.
Correct.
Sorry, Amanda.
Anyway, I had to get that out there because I've been biting my tongue about it. I can't be the only one that thought that when I heard it the other day. Twitter poll, let's hit it. Come on, everybody, let's tweet. All right, weekend Twitter poll, your favorite mascot, Pirate Parrot, Iceberg, or Steely McBeam? Pirate Parrot, 63.1%. 31.6% is Iceberg, and nobody likes Steely McBeam. Well, 5.3% of you like Steely McBeam. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show. Which team will win the NCAA? Adam wrote, which team will win the NCAA Hoops National Championship? And he wrote, NCAA Hoops National Championship, capitalized. Like, that's the official terminology from Indianapolis. NCAA Hoops National Championship. UConn, Miami, San Diego State, or Florida Atlantic? 61.2% of the respondents say UConn. 21.5% say Miami. 9.2% say FAU. And 8.1% say San Diego State. So please, vote when you get an opportunity. Again, at Fan Morning Show whenever you get a chance. Your lovely daughter decided she wanted to start little soccer this week, and it's the spring season, all that stuff starting up, baseball. I saw your son's playing baseball, Doran. A little soccer for your little lady. So you get out there. It's a couple minutes in. Where is this located? Is it on Mount Lebanon's turf?
No, it's not. It's off Bower Hill Road someplace.
Okay, this little field.
Yeah, a little field by a church.
So there's, it's fun. They gather. They wear their little hoodies underneath their jersey. It could be cold out. They got the socks pulled up to their knees. I remember these days, right? And then a few minutes in, there's fireworks, Crowley.
I've never seen anything like it. We had just met this coach. Seemed like a wonderful guy. Probably mid-30s. Said he had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old daughter. And he's demonstrating how to run up and down the field because it's very rudimentary, 3-year-olds trying to play soccer. It's not really soccer. So he put his hands over his head. They're going to pretend to be sharks.
Sharks.
Run like a shark on Soccer Island.
Sharks run.
Baby shark.
Right?
He was pretending to swim, and he was skipping a little bit.
Oh.
And the field was in disarray. It was all muddy, as a field would be in March in Pittsburgh. Foot goes out from under him. Flails back, lands on his back, but in the process, tries to brace the fall with his arm, and my man snapped that thing in half.
See, I told you, you're not going to laugh. Don't laugh. The man broke his arm, Doran.
What?
If he did not break his arm, it would have been top 5 funniest things I've ever seen in my life. But he started rolling around in agony. His face got white as a ghost. Oh. And my daughter, who I think might be a sociopath, love her, she goes, Dada, I'm so glad that wasn't me. She understood the pain that my man was feeling.
At first, did you think they were like, get up? But was he screaming on the ground whenever he fell?
He screamed for like 15 seconds.
At first, were you like, all right, buddy, like you just fell, you're muddy. Like, and well, then did you like see his arm? Like, how did that?
It was clear immediately that he was in serious pain. I thought he must have blown out his knee or something. I can still hear the screams, and then he lifted his arm, and I was like, that ain't the way it's supposed to look, pal.
Could you imagine?
That's a great line, though, by his daughter. It reminds me of the one Beano line. Mark Nuremberg fell off a ladder and hurt his arm. Do you remember that?
No.
And he had a thing. He had a sling on his arm. He walked up, and Nuremberg had this big sling, and he goes, and Beano was standing there. And Beano goes, what did you do? And Nuremberg, I fell off a ladder. He goes, better you than Shady.
That's good.
It was like the week of the big game.
He was dead serious.
He was dead ass serious.
Nuremberg, like, Beano, you were right about that.
But anyway, that's a dead serious line. He said right to him.
That's good.
Outside the PAA.
Well, my wife goes, should we complain to the organization that we shouldn't be playing on these fields? And I said, no, it's soccer in March.
Did he have to, could he drive himself to the hospital?
So one of the moms called 911.
Stop laughing. They came in an ambulance for the soccer coach?
And the soccer coach was like, listen, I ain't getting in that ambulance. I don't want to pay for this ambulance. Like, I'm fine. He had to wait for his wife to drive him home. He was in serious pain.
Guy got hurt as a coach at U1 soccer or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Imagine.
He felt so bad, too. He's laying there. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. I feel terrible. His foot made a divot that was like 8 inches deep in this mud. If it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else. But he's a bigger guy, so.
Oh. Did you get the report afterward? Do you know the extent of the injury?
My wife emailed the organization. Was like, hey, can we get this guy's info so that we can send him a card or something and maybe take care of this ambulance if he had to pay for it? We felt bad about the ambulance. He'll be okay. Just rub some dirt on it.
You know what number you should give that guy? 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Wow.
That's tough.
That is tough. Did you laugh right away, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you did.
I know he did. Did you have to look the other way when you laughed?
Well, my wife, she sprinted to the scene because she's going to help, right? Because she's a speech pathologist.
Right.
And I just picked up my daughter. I was like, I am getting away from the screams. We'll circle back. We'll come back in a minute or two. Just see what's going on. I didn't want my daughter to see this guy writhing on the ground in pain.
Was his arm like?
It was
bad.
Obvious.
Like the Louisville guy in the Final Four?
It was kind of, but it didn't, the bone didn't poke through. Because on the line, they were like, just make sure he's not bleeding. That'd be real bad. Eh, no blood.
Better you than Shady. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online too. SunChevy.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.